Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm really pleased to be able to speak to our next guest. His name is Noor Dari. He's the Executive Director of the Islamic Theology of Counterterrorism, a UK-based counter-Islamist terrorism think tank. Such a privilege to have you chatting to us on Chai FM, Noor. Noor, are you with me? Can you hear me this morning?
Yes. Thank you very much for having me.
Noor, so let's get into it. I think you could possibly very easily understand why the Jewish communities worldwide are feeling incredibly vulnerable and incredibly angry this morning. I thought you'd be a great person to speak to because from your work in counterterrorism, you'd be the person to answer how do extremist narratives dehumanize Jewish communities and justify violence? And what is it with Islam that it appears to have such a problem with Jews?
Well, thank you very much for having me in, my friend. The Jewish community is very vulnerable, and the Jewish community has been vulnerable all the time. But during the Gaza war, the Gaza-Israel war, the Jewish community has become a very lonely, very isolated community, and no one in the from the Muslim community stand together with the Jewish community against a growing terrorism, which Islamist terrorism, which is actually a problem within our Islam. Because these Islamists, they don't come from a different religious domain. They nurture in Islam the ideology, which I believe the ideology of anti-Semitic ideology is not in Islam. It's a foreign to Islam, but it is a very core and a very key ideology in Islamism. We need to understand that Islamism through are completely different ideologies. And Muslims are the victims of Islamism as well. Now, if you look at during the Gaza war, there have been several hundreds terrorist attacks have been foiled by the European intelligence agencies. And the prime targets were Jews. It's been a few years, the Jewish community have been segregated, have been targeted deliberately by Islamists, by jihadists, because they were looking for any wrong justification so they can use that justification to attack the Jewish community, not only in Israel, but across the world. Now the Gaza war has given them a wrong justification to wage a jihad, wage a terrorism against the Jewish community, which are very peaceful and very cohesive community in the Western society.
Noor, in your opinion, what are the signs that Jewish communities need to be aware of and alert to? Where should we be paying more attention in terms of the threat coming our way from Islamism?
Well, the thing is this, my friend. During the Gaza-Israel war, you have noticed, the world has noticed, that these all jihadists are lone type of wolves. Like they have been, their mind have been manipulated through the social media. Is a digital terrorism. Now they come out of their homes and they start attacking against the Jewish people. No one knows that who the people are because they've never been known to the police. They've never been known to the security officials. Now the Jewish community should have been worried, should have been, you know, concerned about what they should have to raise their own security. Because what I see, that is 2 months ago, there was an incident in Manchester in the UK. Where the people, innocent people, were traveling to synagogue to pray the God. They had been deliberately targeted. And now they were celebrating in Sydney, they were celebrating a Hanukkah festival with their religious festival, and they have been targeted. Those people who are not known to police, not known to security forces, these are the great danger because they are not affiliated any terrorist organization. They are lone wolves. this, the digital social media made them, grow their anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish hate sentiments in their mind. And they came out and take a revenge. This is a revenge. Now the Jewish community should have increased their security on all these events, all their events, as well as on this outside their synagogues. The governments, specifically the European government, Western government, Australian, these governments have failed to protect. Unfortunately, they have failed to protect the Jewish community from Islamism. Islamism has grown, growing threat since 9/11. It's a growing threat to the society, civilized society in the Western world specifically. And I don't see any decreasing. Incidents are happening every week. Security forces are
on the contrary.
These incidents.
Nur, on the contrary, I think Khaled Mashal last week was reported to have said that 51% of students at universities in the United States of America, it might even have been worldwide, I'm not sure, support Hamas. I mean, there's something about that ideology that is finding incredibly fertile ground. And my question is, why?
The thing is, this is actually a global intifada, which Hamas has already declared, and they have pleaded to the Western Muslim community to, wherever you are in the world, you have to wage a so-called jihad against the Jewish community and against the Israeli interests, diplomats, and embassies. Now, these Western students, their minds have been deliberately manipulated by Qatar. By the funding by the Qatar, Qatar has invested billions of pounds in educational institutions across the Europe for last two decades. Why? Because they had to manipulate these students' mind, and they had to rewrite the Middle East history, which indirectly benefit their political goals. Now Hamas has been weakened in Gaza. Hamas infrastructure has been destroyed in Gaza. So they have only one tool, which is street power. The West, the Hamas, Hezbollah, Iranian, Qataris networks, they have street power in the Western countries. They have hijacked the institution capitals. Why? Because of the decades of grassroots work has been implemented throughout the institutions, not even Islamic institutions, but the government Western institutions as well. And on the other hand, the government has not created any powerful strategy which start to de-radicalize these students from the grassroots. This is a big problem. And unfortunately, what I'm seeing, I can see there are more growing attacks will come in the Western soul against the Jewish community, unfortunately.
Nur, final question for you. How does one fight this?
Say again?
How does one fight this? How does one combat this?
I can't hear you. Sorry. Hi, Islam. Sorry, say again.
No. My question was, how do we as Jewish communities, how do we fight this ongoing and growing phenomena of Islamism?
They can't find without a government support and backup, because they are vulnerable. Yeah. They don't believe in a revenge. The Jewish community don't believe in revenge. The Jewish community, they don't believe in a violent struggle. They don't believe in a, they don't have a political Judaism. But Islam, there is a political Islam. They don't have any organization which can go out and defend them. The only organization that defends them in Israel, that's Israel Defense Forces. Here in the Western countries, the only Western government set a capability to provide the safety and security to the Jewish communities, institution, education institution, religious institutions, as well as their events. Unfortunately, now the majority of the Jewish community, they are considering to migrate from the Western countries to Israel. But what I believe, this is not a solution. I always tell them, don't leave a space empty so that Islamists could easily fill the gap. don't get fight because they never surrendered to Nazis. They never surrendered in the 4,000 years. They never surrendered to the cruel regimes. Now these Islamist regimes, Islamist network, Islamist jihadist forces, uncivilized forces in the Western, I think the Jewish community should not surrender, but should fight. How? Obviously, they have to be vigilant. They have to be careful. They have to be, the government should provide the protection to the Jewish community. Otherwise, the Jewish community, there will be the mass immigration from the Europe. Again, after the second Holocaust, World War II, there were mass migration, migration happened in 75, 80 years ago. And if the Western countries fail to provide security and safety to Jewish community, I'm afraid to say there will be another unfortunate mass migration of the Jewish community from Western soils to Israel. And this will be the fail of the civilized, Western civilization. That will be the big damage to the democratic and Western civilization and democratic values of the Western countries, unfortunately.
Noor Dari, thank you for your very valuable input this morning. We appreciate you talking to us here on Chai FM. Not particularly hopeful, but nevertheless informative. And as I said this morning, these are discussions that need to be had. Clearly, we need, as a Jewish community, as Jewish communities worldwide, to actually do things differently and not the same way anymore.